Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, When We Walk by Kevin F. Adler examines homelessness in America through the lens of everyday encounters most people have on sidewalks, in parks, or near transit stations. Adler, known for founding the nonprofit Miracle Messages, argues that homelessness is not only a housing problem, but also a crisis of disconnection, bureaucratic fragmentation, and social avoidance. The book blends reporting, lived experience narratives, and practical proposals to show how people become homeless and why many remain stuck despite the presence of shelters, outreach teams, and public spending. A central idea is that systems often treat individuals as cases rather than as human beings with relationships, histories, and potential support networks. Adler challenges readers to move beyond guilt or pity and toward informed, consistent action. He highlights interventions that restore identity and connection, while also calling for structural reform in healthcare, housing, and public services. The result is an accessible, solutions-oriented guide for anyone who wants to help end homelessness with both compassion and effectiveness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seeing the person behind the label, a core theme is how quickly society turns a living person into a category, homeless, addict, mentally ill, nuisance. Adler emphasizes that this labeling is not neutral. It shapes policy, service delivery, and public behavior. When people are treated as problems to be managed, their stories, skills, and relationships disappear from view, and so do many pathways out of homelessness. The book underscores that dehumanization often happens quietly, avoiding eye contact, crossing the street, assuming someone is beyond help. These habits reinforce isolation, which can be as damaging as the lack of housing itself. Adler advocates for a different posture, curiosity, respect, and a willingness to engage without assuming control. He highlights how small acts that restore dignity can open doors to larger changes, such as reconnecting with family, accessing identification, or trusting a service provider. The focus is not on performative kindness, but on rebuilding social recognition. By shifting attention from stereotypes to individual circumstances, readers can better understand why one-size-fits-all solutions fail and why tailored relationship-based support can be transformative. Secondly, how broken systems keep people stuck. The book argues that homelessness persists, partly because public systems are organized around institutional convenience rather than human reality. People facing homelessness often need multiple forms of help at once: stable housing, mental health care, substance use treatment, income support, legal aid, and basic documentation. Yet these supports are frequently fragmented across agencies with different eligibility rules, waitlists, operating hours, and data systems. Adler describes how missing a single appointment, losing an ID, or failing to meet a technical requirement can reset progress, even when a person is making genuine efforts. The result is a maze that rewards stability and executive functioning, the very capacities that crisis erodes. The book also calls attention to how services sometimes prioritize short-term compliance over long-term stability, cycling people through shelters, jails, and emergency rooms. Adler frames this as both inefficient and morally costly, because it expends resources while failing to restore a durable life. By mapping common failure points, such as paperwork barriers and inconsistent case management, he helps readers see homelessness as an outcome of system design. This perspective shifts the question from why do they not change to why do our structures make change so hard? Thirdly, social connection as a practical intervention. Adler highlights the role of relationships, not as a soft add-on, but as a measurable lever in exiting homelessness. Many people who become unhoused have experienced ruptures in family ties, friendships, employment networks, and community belonging. Even when housing or services are available, isolation can prevent someone from navigating systems, advocating for themselves, or sustaining recovery. The book presents reconnection as an actionable strategy, locating and contacting supportive family members, repairing communication, and building new circles of trust. Adler is associated publicly with initiatives that help reunite individuals experiencing homelessness with loved ones when appropriate, and he uses this lens to argue that social capital can be as decisive as financial capital. He also acknowledges limits. Reconnection is not always safe or possible, and it cannot substitute for housing supply or clinical care. Still, the book contends that many interventions overlook relational repair, leaving people to attempt stability alone. For readers, the takeaway is that community members can contribute in ways that do not require professional credentials, such as being consistent, helping someone navigate appointments, or supporting reconnection efforts through reputable organizations. This topic reframes homelessness as a problem that communities can reduce through both human presence and coordinated action. Fourthly, what actually works? Evidence-informed pathways. Rather than relying on slogans, the book points readers toward approaches that have shown promise in reducing homelessness and improving stability. Adler discusses how strategies such as housing first have influenced modern policy by prioritizing permanent housing without requiring people to solve every other challenge first. He also explores the need for supportive housing and integrated services for people with higher needs, recognizing that stable housing can create the conditions for treatment adherence and employment. At the same time, he highlights that no single model solves every situation. Local conditions, affordability, and service capacity matter. The book encourages readers to evaluate interventions by outcomes, sustained housing, reduced emergency service use, improved health, and reconnection to community. It also surfaces the tension between short-term visibility solutions and long-term stability, cautioning against approaches that merely move people along without resolving root causes. Adler frames effectiveness as a blend of compassion and rigor, respect for autonomy, realistic goal setting, and follow-through over time. This topic equips readers with a vocabulary for assessing proposals they hear in media or politics. By emphasizing evidence, coordination, and durability, the book helps distinguish between solutions that feel satisfying and those that measurably reduce suffering and public costs. Lastly, the role each person can play without causing harm, a distinctive feature of the book is its focus on actionable responsibility for ordinary people, not just policymakers or service providers. Adler challenges the impulse to either ignore homelessness or attempt improvisational help that may unintentionally backfire. He outlines a more thoughtful spectrum of engagement, learning local resources, supporting effective nonprofits, advocating for proven policies, and practicing respectful interaction in day-to-day encounters. The book emphasizes humility, encouraging readers to listen, avoid assumptions, and recognize the expertise of people who have lived through homelessness. It also addresses common dilemmas, such as whether giving cash helps, how to respond to crisis situations, and how to volunteer in ways that complement rather than duplicate professional work. Another element is civic participation, showing up at community meetings, supporting housing development, and resisting narratives that treat homelessness as a contamination problem. Adler argues that widespread small actions can reduce social distance, while coordinated advocacy can change the structural conditions that produce homelessness. This topic is ultimately about moving from passive observation to informed participation. By offering practical pathways, the book aims to replace helplessness with steady, ethical involvement that respects dignity and supports long-term exits from homelessness. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel unsettled when they pass people living outside and want a clearer, more constructive way to respond. It will also resonate with volunteers, donors, students, faith communities, and local leaders who want to understand homelessness beyond headlines and heated debates. The benefit is twofold. It expands empathy by restoring individual humanity, and it adds competence by explaining how system design, fragmented services, and social disconnection can trap people in crisis. That combination helps readers make decisions that are less reactive and more effective, whether they are choosing where to give, how to speak about homelessness, or what policies to support. Compared to similar books that focus only on policy, only on memoir, or only on charity, Adler aims to bridge personal encounter and structural change. He highlights everyday actions that scale into broader impact, while still insisting that durable solutions require housing and coordinated services. The book is worth buying because it offers a practical framework for engagement that many people lack: how to see, how to help, and how to push systems toward outcomes that actually end homelessness rather than merely managing it. If you would like to support Kevin F. Lehr, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.